perfect stuff of beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxings. Full month horror movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on. Contest and of course, you know it's all about games. That's a slow down. Let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety Podcast. The other Jason.
Welcome back to Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. This is going to be a pretty quick episode. I'm going to highlight some things out in the media, talk about a couple things I've seen, and I'm going to answer a couple calls. But there was an hour-long episode on Sunday. This coming Sunday is an episode that goes over a little 2 hours. Received a lot of feedback on the Rulecyclopedia special we did at the end of January or end of December. And so I'm going to do Rulecyclopedia Part 2 with two guests this time to continue that conversation. So I don't want to tie up too much time today because I'm going to be with you a whole lot this weekend. The first thing maybe we'll hit on is the title of the episode, D20 Mechanics. YouTuber IvanMike1968 has put out an episode on the D20 mechanic is not swingy. He presents a very good argument, and I know some people there are yelling, of course it is, but he goes to show you it's no more, in most cases, it's no more swingy than your 3D6s. If you don't believe it, go watch that video. The link is in the show notes. The next thing I want to highlight is episode 6 of Diegetic Advancement by Riley. It's a podcast. There's a link in the show notes. And in that episode, he talks about how the rating system in AD&D First Edition isn't all that different than the way experience points are given in a lot of story games. So for all you haters of AD&D First Edition rating system who love these new games that are out there, maybe go listen to what Riley has to say about that. Again, the link is in the show notes. The last one I'm going to mention is from Merc the Meek. And the podcast name, of course, is Merc the Meek. And this is episode 18, Travel Call-Ins and PC Morale. And the interesting thing here is the PC morale. Merc is looking for people to call in with games that have good PC morale rules. So if you have some thoughts on that, please call Merc and give some examples and some suggestions. The link for that episode is in the show notes. Now, as far as things I've watched recently, I rewatched Brick from 2005. Brick is a pretty darn great movie. It is the first movie for, and you can tell it's a first movie. Brick was made with, I don't know, just under $500,000. But for a first movie, it is really good. Highly, highly recommended. I don't know that it's streaming anywhere for free. You might have to pay to see it. But it's Rian Johnson's directorial debut. It stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's basically, it's a modern high school film, but it's written like it was written by, you know, Dashiell Hammett, right? So you have to accept that. But it's actually a pretty good story, really interesting, very well done, and I think worth watching. The other recent thing that I've watched, I sat down with my wife and we watched Vera Cruz from 1954. This is the proto spaghetti western. Yeah, it's an American film, but a lot of the elements we see in spaghetti western started, or at least were all in Vera Cruz, and Vera Cruz was a very influential movie for its time. You know, it's got an older Gary Cooper in there and a younger Burt Lancaster in there, Cesar Romero's in there. We get a young Charles Bronson, early in the acting career, Charles Bronson, you know, some other recognizable faces in there. But check it out. It's on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you can go watch it. Vera Cruz, really interesting Western. Definitely would make for an interesting game. And you might hear more of Vera Cruz talk on this show in the future. But that's kind of what I've been watching. I've been, of course, doing the Lord of the Rings read-along that's going on in the Audio Dungeon, so I recommend you join the Audio Dungeon, and you can join that. We're reading about two chapters a week. Ray Otis's Herding Cats for that discussion. It's a lot of fun. Speaking of Lord of the Rings, I recently rewatched Ralph Bakshi's Lord of the Rings from the late 70s, and I think it still stands up. It's still my favorite version of that story. I still much prefer the Rankin and Bass and Bakshi adaptation to Peter Jackson's. And you can see where Jackson liberally borrowed from the earlier production. Things like Saruman just being a pawn of Sauron, and a number of other points are obviously just lifted right out of the Bakshi version. But, you know, a lot of the dialogue's still right, and to me, those images are still what I think of when I think of Lord of the Rings. It's a shame. They were going to do two movies. Of course, the second one never got made, and then Rankin and Bass kind of changed up the way they did their Return of the King to be the second half in some ways. But it would have been better if they'd stopped with Fellowship of the Ring for the Bakshi movie, because it really does feel like it ends there at the end of the Fellowship, because he's faithful enough to the book that you get that ending, and the latter half of the movie after that is kind of meandering, I think. Not as good. But I still really enjoyed it. I'm glad I rewatched it, and I'm glad I'm rereading the story. Obviously, the story, in this case, Tolkien's actual novels, are the best way to experience. They are the superior product, without a doubt. I also rewatched the Fellowship of the Ring, the extended edition by Jackson. And yeah, if I go back to this again in the future, I'll definitely go to Bakshi's. I'm just not as impressed by Jackson's. And I know that's an unpopular opinion, but you know, I'm an old man and I like what I like. What can I say? I realize Jackson loved this stuff and he tried to do his best. But what I really want to see is the John Boorman script made. When you look at the John Boorman script for Lord of the Rings, it is just off-the-wall nuts. It's standard John Boorman. So you end up with things like Galadriel and Frodo getting it on. We don't have Tom Bombadil. We have Sam high on mushrooms singing down Old Man Willow. Just crazy stuff going on in there. Typical John Boorman stuff. I would love for somebody to make that at some point. And who knows? Maybe I'll have to get a bunch of people together. We'll have to just do it as an audio play at some point. That would be interesting. I doubt I can find enough sane people to join me in that quest, though. Okay, that's maybe enough Lord of the Rings talk. But there is one more movie topic I need to mention. The Movie Monday is going on over at Keep Off the Borderland podcast. This month's movie is 1981's Time Bandits. Don't forget to get those calls in. You have about a week and a half left to get your calls in on Time Bandits, so do that. And that's about it. Not a whole lot of gaming. I did get to finish a game with Joe over from Hindsightless and a couple other folks. We're playing a Sunday night game, but Joe's going to talk about that on his podcast, so if you're curious about that, you can tune into Hindsightless. But I think that's about it for wrap-up kind of stuff I have for me. Other than that, I apologize if any sniffles get through here. I'm fighting a cold. We got our first snow that stuck here in the Culpeper, Virginia area. So, been out, like, you know, shoveling a little bit of snow, knocking off the cars and stuff. And maybe I should have put socks on. I don't know. Anyway, I am going to get to these calls now, and then we'll get out of here. But let's open up the mailbag.
Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone? Well, maybe it's your auntie or a joke by your spouse, but the operator's scream is coming from inside the house.
Yo, Jason, I've been meaning to call in for a while now, but I don't know. Shit's just been pretty crazy around here. Anyway, man, first thing I wanted to say after listening to your latest episode it's kind of a sad statement of the DC universe, movie universe, that with everything you said that was wrong with The Flash, you said it's still one of the better Flash movies, which I believe you. I do believe you. There's been a lot of, or it's still one of the better DC movies. There's been a lot of bad DC movies. Like, I feel like the comic book movie genre is too much. It's getting too carried away now. Anyway, but the real reason for my call is because I just want to say that I'm super excited for your solo adventures using DCC. I was going to call to say that I'm really glad you're using a system that you enjoy as opposed to a system that you felt, you know, maybe you were supposed to use or something. So that's cool that you're using DCC. And I'm really, really excited to see how this goes, because I wanna learn how to run a solo module like that. It's gonna be fascinating, man. So I'm excited to check out your blog. I'm excited to hear updates on your show if you do decide to do those. And it's just really cool, man. I hope you really have a good time with it. And yeah, we'll talk later, man. Take it easy. Peace out.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for those kind words. Yeah, every Friday I'm putting out a blog post, and I'm currently using Dungeon Crawl Classics to go through AC3, the kidnapping of Princess Arlena. I'm doing that as a funnel, and we've just started it. So, in fact, the latest post that's up at the time this is being posted just has the creation of all the characters, which I'm doing it all by hand. I'm not using random generators online or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm hand rolling everything up. And then I've got a few more going. So I have a couple blog posts already in the can ahead of where I'm at now. So if I have a week that I can't solo game, I won't be behind. But I'm having a lot of fun so far. And if you have questions as we go, please ask them, because I'm kind of making up how I'm doing this as I go. I didn't do a ton of research. I did some research, but I didn't do a ton. And I'm not necessarily copying the way any other blog has done it or anybody else has done it. I'm kind of trying to figure it out on my own to some degree. So we'll see how successful or unsuccessful this goes. This could crash pretty hard because there are some pretty nasty undead and some creatures in there that need magic weapons to hit that, of course, this party of zero level peasants don't have any of those. There are some magic weapons inside the structure that they're going in. Spoilers, I guess, for AC3. Sorry, folks. So the question is going to be whether they come across the magic weapons before they come across the things that need magic weapons to kill them. Ought to be interesting. If it's total party kill, no big deal. We'll start over again. But I'm having fun with it, which is an important thing. And I hope you do get something out of it. And like I say, do not be afraid to ask questions as it goes. The next two calls also mention the blog. The first one is up. That, of course, that was Joe, who has the Hindsightless podcast. The next one is Carl, who does the Geomologist Presents. And he's doing a lot of YouTube stuff as well, a lot of actual play stuff as well. So you can check out the Geomologist YouTube channel. Carl called in using the Spotify for Podcasters website, the way you can call in the way we used to, and you can hear how that came across. You can totally understand what Carl's saying, but obviously audio quality is not as good as either a message across Discord or SpeakPipe or one of the other methods. You can also, of course, reach me through a Google Voice number if you're in the States. All those different ways to reach me are in the show notes, as is a link to this blog that we just talked about. So let's hear what Carl has to say.
Hey, Jason. I sound a little stuffy. I apologize. But looking forward to your DCC solo adventure. I know right now we can't leave comments, but I'm going to be sure and leave comments and encourage you on this journey. I think doing the blog is a great idea. I was bouncing off the idea of doing solo play and then putting it as a podcast or doing it as a podcast. But I just think the blog is a better idea because all the stops and starts that one might have when doing solo play. Maybe I'll do that with the Alone Against, some of the Alone Against stuff out there. I don't know. Maybe Cthulhu I could maybe do live, but some of the other games like the Star Trek I was looking at or some other ones, Vason maybe could be better off doing a blog because I'm not as familiar with the rule set. But awesome stuff. Can't wait to to read it.
Carl, thank you so much for those kind words. Yeah, I do have the comments disabled on the blog right now just because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time dealing with spam and things like that. I will probably open the comments up down the road. I need to research comments a little bit more, find out if there are ways I can proactively deal with spam and that kind of thing. And then I also just need to have a little more free time, which in a couple months I should have my work schedule slow down a little bit where I'll have more time to deal with the comments and all. But what I don't want is to have people commenting and me not be able to answer their comments. So it's kind of a, you know, one of those tough things right now. But I made the command decision to turn those off at the moment. But I do hope to open them up at some point. Yeah, if you start a blog, I would definitely be interested in checking that out. It's 100% a learning experience for me, and I'm having fun with it so far. So I thought about doing this podcast, but I like you say, because of the stop and start nature and the fact you have to edit it. I mean, obviously, I'm editing the blog to some degree, too, but I'm not recording and then re-listening. And I don't know. It's a little bit, it seems easier for me to capture blogging it than if I was actually just recording an actual play. And I just worry about having to condense those down to a certain time frame. And it just seems a lot more work to do it as a podcast than it would be to is the blog. So that's kind of why I chose that method. The next call is from Riley, who I recommended earlier in the show as the Diegetic Advancement podcast. So let's hear what they have to say.
Hey, Jason, Riley here. Just giving you a call on your latest episodes. Been really good, as always. On your solo play, I think DCC is a great choice. As Daniel said, should give you some extra power to help you get through some of these modules with a lower party count. But I think the randomness of DCC will also help provide some narrative moments. You know, in a normal play, a player might try and improvise some cool action and then you'll improvise the resolution. And if it works, it creates an awesome moment. It's a little bit harder when you're the GM and the player to adjudicate that fairly. So handing that over to the dice with crit tables and some of the spell results, I think, should give you some cool narrative moments. On, are you using the right dice? Haven't made up my mind where I sit with this, really. But if you look at the 3d6, as you said, using this the existing saving throw charts, obviously your starting characters become weaker, but they exponentially get better. But we can model this exactly the same way by still using a d20, but modifying the saving throw table. You know, starting with small decreases to the saving throw target, and then as you level those decreases, the steps in the decrease can become bigger, and you model exactly the same thing. So, really, it comes down to preference, I suppose. Great interview on Dragons Beyond. Always love to hear about history of the game and sort of the things that are forgotten and hard for the regular person to learn about. So appreciate you doing that interview. I think that's it. Keep it up, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for those kind words. Yeah, I'm not as worried about... This isn't going to be a super coherent narrative. I'm probably, although I already have parts in the blog where there are conversation between characters, so I'm already going off track here a little bit. But because I'm just running through modules and I'm looking for more linear kind of modules, I'm not too worried about having to come up with too much as far as that goes. Although I've already gone off script and in the module I'm running, you know, there's no provision for the idea of trying to get in the second story or getting through the roof. And I already have characters climbing to try to do that, which the module doesn't provide for directly. So, yeah, I'm already going off script there. So we'll see how that goes. As far as 3d6 for saving throws instead of d20, yeah, you can kind of model it the same way. And that kind of ties in with some of the things that Ivan Mike says in that YouTube video I talked about at the beginning of the episode. And then, yeah, Dragons Beyond is a really interesting way to play the older editions of the game, or the very earliest rules of the game,
And I really like that rule set. I think it's really interesting. And I'll talk to other rules creators in the future and have other interviews and things in the future. You know, for saying I'm going to scale back to one episode a week most weeks, January is a really episode-heavy month. But I probably will have less episodes in the future months, probably on the average of 6 episodes a month instead of an average of 8. But we'll see how that plays out. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. I want to thank Rados for the Coffee Cup Clip Art, TJ for the wonderful music. I want to thank all my callers, everybody that listens and doesn't call in. I really appreciate you as well. All the ways to reach me are in the show notes. Reach out to those folks that called me and support them and everything that they're doing. And, you know, tune in on Sunday when we revisit the Rulecyclopedia. And until then, be excellent to each other.
And remember, folks, if you sent a call in to Jason and you haven't heard it on this episode, have no fear, it will appear.
Joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if I could shoot him dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. Butcher is a dustman and your moil is by the tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away, don't look away, don't look away, don't look away. Well, the zombies are arising and the world has gone to heck. We're living for the dying and we're dying for the train wreck.